And tomorrow is not just Tuesday, it is Tom Waits Tuesday, at least according to an artist in Denver named Travis Hetman. He is obsessed with the lovely and guttural singer-songwriter Tom Waits. Colorado Public Radio's Stephanie Wolf explains.
Travis Hetman says the first time he heard Tom Waits, he was not impressed.
I was a young punk rock kid.
Hetman was 14 when he was listening to a punk rock compilation from the 90s called Punk-O-Rama, and it had a Waits song on it.
And I remember just hearing that and thinking that this guy sounds really weird. I'll just skip this song.
That song was Waits' 1999 hit Big in Japan from his album Mule Variations.
Not the grace, got the clothes, not the face.
Now that's like one of my favorite songs in existence, but at the time it is funny to think back all those years that I was listening to this weird gravelly voice and thought, don't care for that.
It was Waits' 11th album, Rain Dogs, that was the gateway for Hetman.
Inside a broken clock.
And then that just blew the doors open.
Hetman was in a Minneapolis band then, and his bandmate gave him a copy of Rain Dogs. This was 7 years after his initial tepid introduction. Hetman says listening to that record was transportive, but his obsession with Waits was, quote, a slow burn.
Really what does it is getting to know the entire length of this artist's career and seeing, like, oh my gosh, this person is constantly reinventing himself as an artist. And really it's like the variety and progression of his total scope.
Hetman is drawn to what he sees as Waits' masterful blending of darkness and tenderness.
Get further and further into this hole with Tom Waits, like, the more you listen to it, the more you realize how brilliant it is from a poetry perspective.
These days, Hetman says a lot of his artwork features Tom Waits. The musician first showed up in a drawing 5 years ago. Hetman says he had the 1941 Orson Welles classic Citizen Kane on his mind.
I made no campaign promises. Because until a few weeks ago, I had no hope of being elected.
Then Hetman found a photo of Waits as a kid.
I just instantly had the image in my head of Citizen Kane propaganda poster, but instead of Kane, it's Tom Waits as a child, as if some movement had begun to try to get Tom into office as a child. It's just one of those weird, really strange ideas that I just drew it instead of thinking about it too much.
That inspired Hetman to create Tom Waits Tuesday. He posts a Waits drawing on his Instagram every Tuesday. The first person to call dibs gets to buy it. Sometimes Hetman's art sells within seconds, and the buyers are from all over the country.
The boiler room, the poor, the lame, the blind.
Hetman says he's never heard from Waits.
There's no one I'd rather hear from or have the chance to, like, run into. But I don't know if I'd want it to be because I've been, like, doing drawings related to him. You'd want to run into Tom Waits, like, randomly on the street.
The Denver artist promised he'd let us know if Waits does ever reach out. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Wolf in Denver.
Tom Waits, call us. It's Here and Now.